You are listening to the Dark Corner Podcast with DJ Evil Dave and Starfleet International Lieutenant Commander Brady Jacoba. Welcome to this, the bonus episode of the Dark Corner Podcast. This one being the musical episode for our recent tarot discussion about the 17th card, the Star. It's a playlist I had to go over a few times, trying to match the tone of the playlist closer to the nature of the card. Couple of things beforehand is our watching of the Umbrella Academy. Just as I suspected, they are exploring Elliot Page's transition within the program, and I thought they were handling it quite well. This little bit of being taken aback, a little surprise, but quick adjustment, and then love and acceptance, and just carrying on. So we now have been introduced to Victor, and very much enjoying Elliot Page's performance as, was it seven, his number in the family? But yes, Victor remains one of the more fascinating characters of the group of misfit superheroes. Really liking how each season tackles some apocalypse or another. A lot of their own making, which kind of brings into question why you would create the Umbrella Academy in the first place if they create the very thing that they're gonna save the universe from. It's like weird self-fulfilling prophecy. You just chose like the whole thing about the road to hell being paved with good intentions. I'm very much enjoying the Umbrella Academy season 3. We caught up on Stranger Things. Not going to go too much into any of the story or anything, though both Brandy and I found the Russia stuff a little boring, and there's a lot of splitting of the party, and if you play D&D, you know how kind of tricky that can be. But the fallout from Stranger Things Season 4 has largely been around, well, it's inspiration from Nightmare on Elm Street, which it wears on its sleeve, so that's not a problem. I mean, Stranger Things is known for being an homage to 80s culture in various ways. Oh, the Satanic Panic being another thing, and its ties to Dungeons and Dragons. It was nice to see that represented. But then we have the needle drops, the music that features in the show, first being Kate Bush, which it's great that a television series can introduce younger generations to an artist that some of us are, you know, already familiar, but to introduce a younger generation to really incredible music, and being the queen of art rock, you know, there's Running Up the Hill's great song, but to open the door to other Kate Bush songs, the whole Hounds of Love album, or Wuthering Heights, and even some of her more contemporary stuff, like it gets really out there and artsy, like a song on Pi, the number Pi, and her washing machine song. Yeah, it gets kind of out there. She gets more and more experimental because, well, she owns the music. It's very kind of what Taylor Swift is doing these days. But, you know, just living in some Scottish castle somewhere and then occasionally producing an album and releasing it and go back to her castle again. The other being Metallica. A lot of certain types of metalheads throwing a little fit of having listened to Metallica first and, you know, making a big deal of, the whole sellout thing that some people lose their shit over. It's that any band that makes any amount of money doing what they do, somehow that undermines their art. How many metalheads hate Metallica's Black Album, when I actually really like that and think it is a highlight of their songwriting career and performance. It's I think a great album, but because it was more accessible to people like me, I guess that makes it less metal. Or when they cut their hair and so they didn't have the metal mullets anymore, or just long hair, that somehow that was a sellout as well. They just maybe thought, hey, I hit this age, maybe I should cut my hair. But yeah, seeing some gatekeeping around Kate Bush and Metallica is a little odd, because this music's been around since the 80s, so it's been like 30 to 40 years. You can kind of let it go. Oh boy, thinking back when it was the 80s, that would be like complaining about Harry James or something. That's wild. Ugh, boy, I'm old. What else? For movie night, we watched RRR. That's probably something Brandy will want to talk about when we're recording together, but it is this Indian film. It's partly in English, partly in Hindi, and big action set pieces. Really long, but really epic, and we had a ton of fun watching it, though. We started at 9 or so, and then ended at 12:30 at night, so it's a long movie, but we enjoyed the heck out of it. And I'll probably discuss more on it, but it's getting a lot of buzz in the podcasting community and all, my movie watching friends. So it's on Netflix right now, so if you've finished up your Stranger Things or caught up on Umbrella Academy and want something else to watch, do dip in on that. It's a fun film. Can get silly and over top in places, but generally very satisfying. Kind of the same kind of madcap, what the hell's going on sort of feeling that Everything Everywhere All at Once kind of gave, though less explicitly in some places. Though it is ultra-violent. There's a lot of killing taking place. What else is there really to say? Had another COVID scare at work, so I just took a long lunch as they came through and sprayed the area. Do have a bit of a cough. I wonder if I have something like walking pneumonia or something. I've been coughing up some fluid, but I tested for COVID again and I don't seem to have it, and it's mostly just the cough. Don't have any fever, headache, aches, pains, chills, nothing quite like that. I just have been coughing up fluid lately, so kind of weird that. Yeah, other than that, I feel pretty good. I sound a bit chipper today. I'm not sure why, because the world is a hellscape at the moment. But I think some podcasts I've listened to and such, they've talked about how there are organizations that have been preparing for the kind of scenario that we're currently living in, and that you can seek those out, and if you feel the need, you can donate to their cause, because they already have boots on the ground, they're already organized, they're already aware of the situation and been preparing for this sort of thing. So for those of us that feel like we must do something and want to build our own thing, there's already those people who are ahead of the game in that respect, and that it might be wiser to offer them support. So I'm looking at the list of links offered by Yo Is This Racist, that did an episode on abortion access. There's the National Network of Abortion Funds. That is at donate.abortionfunds.org. I've also seen many people suggest donating to the Southern Poverty Law Center, as they often fight against a lot of the draconian laws that legislators enact in the southern United States. Also, if you just need kind of a healthy sort of cathartic release right now, just a way to express or get in touch with your anger in a healthy way, I have a new playlist on SoundCloud. It's called Scorned, and that is under DJ Evil Dave or the Dark Corner Podcast SoundCloud page. And it's a bunch of women singing angry songs, resentful songs, critical songs. I have one in particular about how we're treating the environment. Yeah, I believe that's a Bella Luna song, but that's available if you want to just get some angry music in your ears to kind of help touch on that bass in a somewhat healthy manner. And speaking of music, this is going to be a kind of different playlist to that. I kind of tried to avoid the angrier side of things because we're dealing with the Star, which is all about hope and healing and recovery and, you know, spiritualism, that sort of thing. Surprising amount of industrial and other electronic stuff on this. Couple of gothic items, but not really that much. And so let's get into this playlist proper, and I'll do the same in reverse order when we're done with the playlist. So let's begin with I'm Ready by Violent Vicky from the album Division. At number 2, we have The Truth by Junk Sista. At 3, A Little Place for Hope by Cold in May, and that comes from Dark Season. Number 4, In Recovery by Altered. That's off Dollstown, a album I recommend if you kind of like a somewhat electronic cabaret-style music genre. At 5, Pouring Down by Culture off the Culture EP. Starting the second half, Seven Stars, Seven Stones by Seer. That's off Artifact Records 2019. At 7, Guided by Voices by Fink's Eye, and that's Finkseye. That comes off Face the Beat Session 7. Also off Face the Beat Session 7, we have Kurami / Heal Me by Anticorpy. At number 9, Faith by Uniform, and that's from 1984. Really great post-punk band that I enjoy very much. And finally, we have Spectral Oasis by Paradox Obscure from Face the Beat Session 3. So a lot of this off the Face the Beat compilations that have been presented by Sideline Magazine. Right, so let's start us off with Violent Vicky off the album Division with the song I'm Ready. Thank you.
want to chatting here so far, making sleepless night away to go. This is what you are, sitting here from dark, find a little place for.
We're
Spectral, Isis by Paradox Obscure, Faith by Uniform, Kirami / Heal Me by Anticorpi. 7, we had Guided by Voices by Fink's Eye. Before that, 7 Stars, 7 Stones by Seer. At 5, Pouring Down by Culture Culture. Before that, In Recovery by Altered. That is Alter Red, but squeezed together in one word. At 3, A Little Place for Hope by Cold in May. The Truth by Junk Sista. And starting us off, I'm Ready by Violent Vicky. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that collection of songs about healing and recovery and self-discovery and authenticity and listening to your intuition, etc., etc., all those stuff that related to the previous podcast about the Star card of the tarot. The next tarot card we will discuss will be the Moon, which I have a particular connection to through tarot numerology and that sort of thing. It's like the Hermit, a card that I identify with. It's an interesting one and kind of a weird dark reflection of the star. Interesting that it exists in the liminal space between the star and the sun. Anyhow, I know it's pretty crazy out there, but just take care. And my usual advice is to seek joy. It's the thing that it seems people want most to rob from you. And it's the thing that I think we really need to hold on to in what small ways we can. So, you know, don't feel guilty if you're joyous or happy or at peace at times, because that is the one thing that they seek to take from us, to exhaust us and to sap our reserves. And it is that sense that I'm continuing recording the podcast. That's a small degree of satisfaction, of accomplishment in being able to record something and put it out there for you few people who enjoy it. And so I hope you do enjoy it. And we'll catch us in the future for whatever else we discuss. Yes, we will get around to the Moon. And we will be having an anniversary pretty soon as well, as we're starting to close in on the end of the podcast year for us. Anyhow, that's it. I'll stop rambling. Take care out there. Enjoy. We love you. Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Dark Corner Podcast with me, Brandy, and also David Jackola. Follow me on Twitter at Brandy112. Brandy is spelled with an I. Dave is at Dark Corner Cast. We have a group and a fan page on Facebook. Both are at the Dark Corner Podcast. Please subscribe to the podcasts Boldly Go, a Strange New Worlds podcast, The Vedic Assembly, a Deep Space Nine podcast, and What the Future Holds, a Star Trek Discovery podcast. You can see me discuss Star Trek live on the Unready Room and the Kurt Ratz Productions YouTube channel. Kurt Ratz is Star Trek spelled backwards. I host my own podcast, Headcanon, wherein I guide you through the mazes of my mind. The Dark Track was offered for free as a promotional item or submitted by the artist or artist representative. The opening track is Unbelievable, as covered by Batavia. The closing track is At Last the End, as covered by Cat Temper. All other music is used for illustrative purposes and no infringement of copyright is intended. Please subscribe, rate, and review the Dark Corner Podcast on Anchor.fm. And thank you for allowing us the time to keep you in the dark.
Corner.